Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been tripping and confessing.
Good evening, Sister Vicky.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is that Sister Donna?
Yes.
Amen. You're all coming in. Good evening, Auntie Carrie. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
And good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Wow. All righty. We should be coming out of 2 Kings 19.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, give me a second, guys. All righty, give me just one more second. Make sure I got everybody in. Okay. All righty, we're going to have was it Auntie Dot to play 2 Kings 19? Yes.
Yes.
But before you do, let me do a quick summary that we talked about. Basically, 2 Kings 19 talks about God delivers Jerusalem from Assyria, and we have Hezekiah's prayers and Sennacherib's threat. So let's go forward, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnants that are left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say to your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And when he heard say of Tirhaka, king of Ethiopia, Behold, he has come out to fight against thee, he sent messengers again to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, and Haran, and Rezeph, and the children of Eden, who were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hezekiah received the letter at the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down mine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice, and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy messengers thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof. And I will enter into the lodgings of his border, and into the forest of his Carmel. I have lived and drunk the waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass, that thou shouldest be to lay waste-fenced cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. And this shall be sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city, save it, for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammeleh and Shareter, his sons, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for playing 2 Kings 19 on T-Dot. Alrighty, we're going to go ahead and get into our call. We did not have any additional members to join, so I will go ahead and do a roll call. We have Sister Vicky, Sister Donna, we have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Deacon Lowe, Mother May, and myself, Sister Angela. Just want to thank you guys for joining and welcome to the family, Nellums and Friends weekly prayer call. Alrighty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Alrighty. We are a family gathered together, family and friends gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. So we will go ahead and start off with our opening prayer by Sister Shirley.
Dear God, thank you for another week that you have blessed us to come together to share and meditate on your holy and divine word. Thank you for these, your people, who joined us this week. And we ask your blessings for the ones that wanted to be with us but could not. Lord, we thank you for this special day that we recognize and celebrate as Palm Sunday, a day that stands for the beginning of the Holy Week, the start of the journey toward the cross, the victory of the resurrection, and the rich truth that Jesus truly is our King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son and paving the way for our lives to be set free through Jesus' death on the cross. Keep us, Lord, and teach us your will and your way. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. We're going to go ahead and do our first praise and worship song today. The title of it, thank you, Sister Shirley, for that beautiful blessing of the opening prayer. And then we're going to go ahead into our song. And we'll just lost it. The title is I Am Blessed. And our sister Donna, who's on the call with us, she sang this in church today. It was beautiful, and it's still on my heart, so I wanted to play it with the family. And to be honest with you, it's going to be the closing song as well. So we're going to go for
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Give me a second, guys. Here, but go get Loretta's phone. I think she connected to my wireless, and I can't hang it up. Give me a second. I don't want to put on a wireless.
Power off.
You know how to do it? Hang on.
Thank you.
I am blessed. What a beautiful time.
Hallelujah.
All right. What a nice way to exert the Holy Spirit here. So let's go ahead and get started with our Bible teaching, a verse that you would like to share. If not, just say pass when I say your name. Let's start off with Auntie Betty. Do you have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of John, chapter 3. Herod, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen and receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended unto heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son unto the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that does evil hate the light, neither come to the light, lest deeds shall be reproved. But he that does truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrath in God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of John 3. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Isaiah 40, starting at 3 to 8. A voice in the wilderness. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough place plain, and the glory of the Lord shall reveal, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice say, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? Why shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass wilts, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass wilts, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And thank you, Auntie Dot, for that reading out of Isaiah 40, 3 through 8. All righty. Next, Deacon Lowe, any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yeah, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms. Zane, remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserved my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Which what?
1966.
Okay, I go. Amen. Thank you for sharing that here without a Psalm 119. Since you stole my book, I'll just follow before you. I had Psalm 119 starting at 105.
Yes.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Except I beseech thee the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. And just basically what the psalm, the whole book talks about is focusing on the truth and the necessities of God's word. And here's a little passage that is that his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It reminds us that God's very character is reflected through his word. He is righteous, he is faithful, he is unchanging, and he is true. Amen?
Amen.
Next I have Sister Dahman. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I would like to pray.
All right,
dear.
Go for it.
Father God, I come to you with all my heart and soul. I am so thankful for my new family that I have in my life now. I'm so thankful that I have a God-fearing friend in my life now. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful because without him, none of this would be possible. I'm just so thankful. It's like I feel love overflowing just in my life now. I feel so happy. I'm just thankful, just so thankful for him because without him, nothing is possible. I can't do anything without him. Without him, he has been there all along. It's just that when you're younger, you really don't realize it until you get a little older, then you realize that it's been him. When you're younger, you think it's been you that got you the good jobs and kept you going. And then when you get a little older, you realize that it was him that was holding you all along, that kept you going. And I just feel so thankful. I'm just thankful. Just thankful. I'm just thankful. And all these things I'm thankful for in the darling Son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for sharing, Sister Donna. A beautiful testimony. Alrighty. Next we have Sister Vicki. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I would like to go on into with this being Palm Sunday and Easter next week. I would like to reflect on Matthew 28, verses 1 through 20. It is found on the resurrection of Christ, his appearing to the women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and his disciples, and also Christ conquering of death. So it begins, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see this sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And as for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shared unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Vicki, Sister Vicki, on Matthew 28, and a good reminder of the Palm Sunday approaching Easter, or Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming out of Isaiah 40. Verse 26, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things that bring out the hosts by numbers, and he called them all by name, by the greatness of them, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not no one falleth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord that created to the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching for his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth that faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie Carrie, out of Isaiah 40 and 26. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes. In keeping with Palm Sunday and approaching Easter, I will read Luke 19, 29-44. As Jesus came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there. When you enter it, you will find tied up there a coat that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.' Those who have had been sent found it exactly as he had said. As they were untying the coat, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the coat?' They replied, 'Its master needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the coat, and lifted Jesus onto it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down from the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things they had seen. They said, 'Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout.' As Jesus came to the city and observed it, he wept over it. He said, 'If only you knew on this of all days the things that lead to peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. The time will come when your enemies will build fortifications around you, encircle you, and attack you from all sides. They will crush you completely, you and the people within. They won't leave one stone on top of another within you because you didn't recognize the time of your glorious visit from God." Every time I think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, my heart cries, "Hosanna, Hosanna, he is worthy to be praised." Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for sharing Luke 19:29-36. Next I have Mother May.
Yes, I see that. My two sisters come out of Isaiah 40. I'm coming out of Isaiah 31-26. And it said captivity or freedom. During the time of Isaiah and the prophet, Israel and Judah had succumbed to fear. Contrary to God's direction, they had made all alliance with honor under God power for protection and peace. But the captivity they had tried despondently to avoid becoming a reality was realized, and they were carrying away all Assyria and Babylon. Taken as captive into the strange land with stranger culture and custom. Just as the prophet Isaiah warned Israel not to become idle and worshipful God. The same prophet voice speak to us today in our society. Well, materialism and technology tempt us with promise to say of safety and secure. If we realize on these, so safeguard our future, our idolatry will lead us toward captivity. That is, if we are not already there. If we drift away from Almighty God as our place of safety and secure, our life will become desolated. God alone is a sure refuge. The psalmist tell us, he who dwells in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. And this is Psalm 91, 1 and 2 said, if we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we are no longer held captivity to sin. Instead, we are free in Christ. While walking on this road of holiness, we may be still tempted and afflicted by the evil and ill of society, but this world is not our home. We possess a new agenda, new goals, and new hope. The old spirit will say, I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. The angel in heaven done changed my name. So the prayer says, Lord, thank you for my deliverance from sin to salvation in Christ. Help me to concentrate myself daily as I walk on this Christian journey. Amen.
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 Beautiful.
Amen. Thank you, Mother, for coming out of Isaiah 31. All right. Well, that concludes our first round. So what we would do is move right along with our sick and shut in prayer. Do we have any new members we would like to add to our sick and shut in, or anyone we would like to remove? All righty. If you will bow your heads. Lord God, we dwell in your house, we drink in your presence, and we find peace and rest in your arms. We believe in your name, and we ask for your healing, and we believe and trust in your love, Father. We thank you for your sacrifice. Receive all you have for us, and pray and ask for restoration. We need your touch, and we will wait on you. You are our Savior, our friend, and our hope. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illness today. Just to name a few, Father, Uncle Oliver Nellis, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Di, Carrie and Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and Tony, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Lowe's family and friends, including Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, and also Auntie Janet Williams, Sister Vicki Huffman, Marilyn Tompkins and family, Erica, Jessica, and Robert, Jackie, Auntie Martha, and Kenneth Jacob. Father God, we just thank you for lifting them up, and we just give them to you, Father God, because we know that you are the ultimate healer, the protector. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Righty, all righty. Okay, so now we have birthdays for this week, and it's April the 2nd through April 8th. I got that right? Yes, April 2nd through the 8th.
Yeah.
The only birthday that I have is for the late Billy Mitchell on April the 5th. Are there any other birthdays that we need to add to our list?
Yes. My Aunt Martha, mother's sister, she's on the 5th of April. Aunt Martha.
Okay.
And also Robert's wife, my sister-in-law, Rochelle, her birthday is today.
Today, okay. And that's 4-2. All right. Anyone else in the week of April the 2nd through the 8th? Update my list so I don't forget about them next year. Okay. All right. It looks like it's your turn, Sister Shirley, to sing the happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. God loves you very much. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Amen.
All righty. Thank you so much for that. Before we go into our second round, I do want to give an update on my son, Brian, and his two boys. They did make it to North Carolina safely. We had a little hiccup. I thought it was kind of funny. Brian, I kept reminding him all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you're leaving, what's your ticket date? Da-da-da-da. He didn't have a date. All he got from his wife was a confirmation number. We get to the airport to drop them off, and the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my heart. Don't take off yet, because if something happens, he can't even call you because his cell phone ain't working. So I sat there, and Toya was with me, and Toya walked in. I said, Toya, let's just make sure he checked his bag. 5 minutes later, they walking towards me with the bag and the kids. I'm like, what's going on? They done missed the flight. The flight was on Thursday at 9:15, not Friday at 9:15.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we were able to get them out yesterday, and they did make it in this morning around 7 safely. So I just thought that was so funny. But Ryan just looked at me like, turn, told me, but I didn't do nothing.
What part of North Carolina? What part of North Carolina?
You know, I don't know. It is in Charlotte? Okay. All righty. I know some people in Charlotte. One of my book members moving back to Charlotte. So, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Close to my hometown.
All righty. But, you know, I'm just giving it to the Lord. I'm not worried at all. I've gotten past that. And
amen.
I'm so grateful and thankful. They got to grow up. We got to let go. So I'll let that be my testimony. No, that ain't my testimony, but I just want to share that part. We'll move right along. If you guys have any poems or songs or testimonies you would like to share as I call your name, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I'm going to start off with Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Deacon Lowe.
Yeah, out of the Book of Psalm again, Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome work. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promise and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all looks to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hands and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for that Psalm 145, Speak Em Low. All righty. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any poems, testimony, or songs you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Sister Donna?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Vicki?
Yes, I'd like to share with you all from an inspirational, God's inspirational book. And the focus scripture is 1 Thessalonians 4:14. And the reading is, that Jesus is risen. The fire that lit the boiler of the New Testament church was an unquenchable belief that if Jesus had been only a man, he would have stayed in the tomb. The earliest Christians couldn't stay silent about the fact that the one they saw hung on a cross walked again on the earth and appeared to 500 people. Let us ask our Father humbly, yet confidently, in the name of Jesus, to remind us of the empty tomb. Let us see the victorious Jesus, the conqueror of the tomb, the one who defiled death, and let us be reminded that we too will be granted that same victory. And the scripture reads, prayer is, Lord, thank you for the sweet surprise of Easter, we say resurrection morning. We are thankful that when you arose from your sleep of death, you didn't go immediately to heaven, but instead you went to visit people. The visit of love reminds us that it was for people that you died. It is in Jesus' name we lift him up. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Auntie Sister Vicki. Mother May.
I just have a praise report. My grandchildren, Loretta, two daughters, came to visit us on Wednesday. So we had a busy, busy week this week. And, excuse me. And they was here this Saturday morning after Angela had to take bride them to the airport on Friday night. Then she had to get up Saturday morning, take my nieces back to the airport. And it was nice that we had a nice visit. and all. And then I also miss my boys. It's so quiet around here. And they ain't been gone but just yesterday. But I know them. I know they miss us. I think they was thinking they were coming back. But anyway, I'm just going to pray on that and not let that bother me and enjoy the peaceness. But after all, I went to a program last night, and they had a lot of laughter, so that helped me to understand what I went through the whole week. And wow. I just thank God for giving me that time and energy to be able to do some of the laughter things and the fun things that we could do in this world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for being mother. Yeah, it was a busy week. Busy week. Alrighty, next I have Auntie Betty.
What she said?
Auntie Betty. Okay, thank you. And then I have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'll share excerpts from You Know My Name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Yes, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. You know my name. Yes, you know my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. Yet it still amazes me that I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart to you. Here in your presence, I am made new. God, you know my name. So I trust you with my life. Yes, no fire can burn me. No battle can turn me around. No mountain can stop me because you hold my hand. Now I'm walking in your victory because your power is within me. No giant can defeat me because you hold my hand. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you hold my hand. And yes, you know my name. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Excuse me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. How beautiful. How beautiful. My Tasha girl is coming to Phoenix, and I want to go see her.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man, I'm working on it. All righty. I will go next, and I'm going to kind of piggyback off her mom. Like we were saying, it was a very hectic week. But we had bought these tickets a couple of weeks ago as part of our women's department at our church to go on behalf of the church. And it was just a beautiful moment, and I find it so ironic that the comedian that was there, her name was Michelle Miller McNair, she was from North Carolina. And she was really, really, I'm sorry. Okay. She was from North Carolina, and she, I mean, my jaws were locked. She had us laughing so hard. And she had that southern twang that I hadn't heard in a long time. But she had some beautiful words to share that, you know, we should teach our younger generations about just life, you know, the little things that we don't think much about, just take the time to share with them. And see, she talks about even from just learning how to buy a bra, you know, and underclothes. It was so funny how she, you know, she described it, but it was so true. You know, we don't take the time to have those little talks with our children. But it was so beautiful, and she was really funny. And then we also had a young lady by the name of Jameer Jungle. She was our musician, and she did the Christian music, and it was beautiful. But the highlight of the night was our speaker of the house. Her name was Barb Rose. and she reminded me a lot of Priscilla Shira. And she had two books that Mom and I couldn't resist, and we bought. And one of them was titled Winning Your Worry Battle, and the other one was titled Surrender. And the thing about it was a lot what she and I struggled with this week, being so busy and not wanting the little boys to go and worrying about how they're going to be cared for when they go. And it kind of really answered a lot of those questions. It basically said, you got to let go. So I did take, I take notes. I took a few notes. I'm going to share some key things that she said. She said, prior to COVID, one out of five people struggled with anxiety. But since COVID, that number has risen about 20%. And that's what encouraged her to write the book about winning your worry battle. And this is coming out of Joshua 1, 5 through 9. And she just wanted to remind us that God understands our struggle. And don't forget that the victory is already won, so therefore he's always with us. She also came out of Numbers 12, 1 through 14, just talking about how God, how Israel was rebelled against God using their fear for their children. In actuality, we all have a choice. We all can grow up in a house where one of our parents is an alcoholic. That doesn't mean that we're going to be alcoholic. We have a choice to decide if we're going to go down that path. So it was, very interesting about people try to blame other people for the outcomes of their lives when they also have a choice. They don't have to do what they see. But that's a good thing to kind of talk back to our younger generation. Because they want to blame everybody versus accepting responsibility. And there's one thing that she shared and I wrote down that I really liked. She said, when you're talking to people, just know who you are talking to and what they're feeding into you. Know the what is so that you know the God is. So just kind of knowing what God is saying to you, not just what man is saying to you. And that was really out of mostly the book Winning Your Worry Battles. Then this other book she had, The Power of Surrendering, is just letting go to experience God's peace in our life. As women, we have a habit of protecting those that we love. We want to fix everything that's broken in their lives. But we need to get back on track and recognize that we are the strong women that we are because we couldn't lean on nobody to fix for us. We had to do it ourselves. Well, how are our children going to learn if we're doing it for them? We find ourselves caught up in that all the time. But peace is right there in front of us, and peace is in Jesus. And just remember when Jesus was in the wilderness, people need to look at the bigger picture. We're always in the wilderness. The things that we go through in the wilderness. And if Jesus had to pray when he was in the wilderness, he was tempted when he was in the wilderness, so are we. I mean, it was just so beautiful how she broke this down. But, we got to learn how to stop controlling and start being more loving and doing the things that, be like Jesus, do what Jesus did, and surrender our need to control. But again, it was some beautiful books. And then of the highlight of the whole day, when we went into the place, they had raffle tickets, and Angela filled out a raffle ticket, and she was the winner. And they gave me, it's just nothing but God. I tell you, you've got to be listening when he's talking to you. The book that I won was titled Total Family Makeover. And it's talking about practical steps to making disciples in your home. So just talking about bringing God in your house and how to do it and how to work it through with your children. And, you know, in our case, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I thought that was so timely because it's something I, you know, would love to have. And so I thought that was really fun. So thank you guys for listening.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, that actually concludes. That concludes the last round. So before we go into our worship song, I would like to see if we have volunteers for next week's lesson or prayer session. And we are on 2 Kings. It is a 20, right? I know we're getting close.
Yeah, it's 20. And you all still going to do, that's Easter weekend.
Oh, Easter Sunday. Do you guys want to skip next week? I think we should. Let's go ahead and skip next week, and we'll... I'm looking at the calendar. Give me just a second. So that brings mm-hmm. us to the 16th. Do I have a volunteer to read or play 2 Kings 20? Okay.
I'll do it. Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie, okay. How about the opening prayer? The volunteer?
Auntie Betty.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. And then how about the closing prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Mother May, thank you. Okay. And I have Auntie Carrie, you down for the closing prayer. I'm going to let you go ahead and do the closing prayer, and then I'm going to play this beautiful song again and then conclude our call, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we come today and thanking you for this time and thanking you, Lord, for your scripture, your words, your song, and all the believers that are listening and reading and expressing their love for you. Lord Jesus, you are willing to stretch out your arm in love for us as you offer your life so that we might live. May we look upon your love often so that we might allow your healing power to touch our heart and keep us from sin. Lord, we just thank you for another day. And Lord, we praise your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Auntie Carrie, and thank you, Auntie Dot, for playing the 2 Kings 19, and also Sister Shirley for your opening prayer. And for those that volunteer for the next section, again, on April the 16th, I'm going to play a little bit of this song, not the whole song, but just to kind of get us a good mood going out like it brought us in. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.